The insect and disease area designation was announced May 20th by U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. The Forest Service has been engaged in shaping the designation, which has been made possible through the 2014 Farm Bill and applies to 94 national forest areas in 35 states that are either experiencing or at risk of insect or disease epidemic. The service cites wildfires as one of the latent threats created when forests become diseased or damaged from infestations.
Trees that are dead, it makes the fuel, the forest, more ripe to burn, and so we're getting more intensive, larger fires than we've ever had before.
Director of the West Virginia Division of Forestry, Randy Dye.
You know, we had forest health programs, and we tried to improve the forest health for many, many years in this nation. And in the last 15, invasive species have exploded.
Dye says invasive species include insects and also introduced plants. He says it's a crisis across the country.
It's gradually been arriving on the shores and migrates inland, and now areas are infested. It's going to take everyone's awareness and cooperation to eliminate it. If we can just stop any new one from arriving, that would be a major accomplishment.
Governor Earl Ray Tomlin requested the designation for the Monongahela National Forest in April, citing threats that include beech bark disease, the hemlock woolly adelgid, gypsy moths, and the emerald ash borer. The Mon National Forest covers almost 1 million acres across 10 counties in West Virginia. Dye says if these threats went unattended, the results could be disastrous.
If, just imagine, if all the oak trees were gone, that means there'd be no acorns. Squirrel, deer, bear, much of our wildlife that we cherish in this state and on the Mon Forest need acorns to survive.
The new insect and disease area designation will allow the Forest Service to more efficiently combat threats with treatments and restoration projects.
The insects don't wait for years for us to go through our processes. It's something we have to get a handle on and do very quickly, or we're not going to have the forest in the future that we do today. It'll be something totally different. So this is a step in the right direction so we can address those issues.
Dye contends that an informed public is also key if there's any hope of combating these overwhelming forces. He says even knowing not to transport firewood in and out of different forested areas is helpful. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Glynis Ward in Morgantown.